Blog Talk Radio.
And you've just tuned in to the Real Talk Career People Study. You know, part of the ideology and the format of this show is to basically inspire people to share the same studies, the same ideas and the expectations in our studies. It is simply not a namesake study show. I know that there are a lot of shows that has the inclination to simply offer you solutions instead of with the expectation that you apply these solutions to your site, to your life, so you can see the end results. And that is the idea of not for us to be another voice in the sound waves, but to be a voice that inspires people to apply your studies. It simply does you no good to study and not make the right application. Thus, you have no expectation. And you're the same person that started the studies when we very first began. That is not our desire for you. Our desire for you to follow Yah, and not only in lip service, but in application in your lives. It's not a reflection on you, listeners. It's a reflection on us. If we don't inspire you to reach your highest expectations and to make the right application, it means we are short. We are shortcoming. So we can ill afford to be shortcoming. So therefore, let us redirect our thinking and studies to not study for the sake of study and have all this book, chapter, and verse, but never make the right application. Let us refocus in our studies, make the right application, and see the end result, the solutions. You know, Cartrell said something last week, changing the subject briefly. Cartrell said, why do some people find it amazing that through whatever means, that people migrate? They migrate through war. They migrate through economics. They migrate for domination. So why is it so far-fetched to believe that our people migrated for one of those reasons, from East Africa to West Africa? I will pose this question to you. I think I will answer that question by posing a question. Is it so far-fetched to believe that Europeans migrated all the way from Europe throughout this whole universe? It is so far-fetched to believe that Australia, the original people, are not the original people? It is so far-fetched to believe that in these United States of America, the original nations are not the original nation in charge? So don't be ludicrous to say, well, that's kind of far-fetched. You know, I can't see you going, you guys going all the way from East Africa to West. Come on, man, stop being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. So let's get started in our studies, okay? This is the last chapter in Micah, and we will move right along to the prophet Nahum, right up to this chapter in our studies and our application. May the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you by the reading, studying, and most importantly, application of his word in your life. Therein you can see the end results. The sorrow, chapter 7, of Israel's sin. Micah is saying what he sees. Woe to me, for I am like those who gather summer fruits, like those who glean vintage grapes. But there is no cluster to eat for me, or the first ripe fruit which my soul desires. The faithful man has perished from the earth, and he goes to display what he's saying. The faithful man or woman has perished from the earth. There is no one upright among the men. They all have degenerated. They lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net. And surely that is the case as we speak in these Americas, and universally speaking. And surely, surely, my brothers and sisters, it is our mindset. Unfortunately, and sad to say, every man hunts his brother with a net. Not in the physical aspect of the word, but they truly do. That they may successfully do evil with both hands to their brother or sister. Their princes ask for gift. Their judges seek brides. And the great man utter his evil desires, whatever they may be. And here's the thing about evil people. So they scheme together. Evil people have a way of scheming together, unlike some of us. We try to do right for the Most High together. Simply we don't, in some cases. The best of them is like briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn edge. The day of your watchman and your punishment comes because of your attitudes, because of your way toward each other. Now shall be their perplexity. And he says, in that point in time, and still today as I speak, unfortunately and sad to say, do not trust a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the door of your mouth. Watch your mouth when you're around him. Because people are waiting on you to say something so they can run it back and tell it. From her who lies, even from the woman who lies in your bosom. You can't talk too much to the woman that lies in your bosom, or either the man that lies on your chest. Well, you know, the other word, be. From a woman who lies in your bosom. And here's how their attitudes are. And it's simply the case here in these United States of America. It was the case with our brothers and sisters back then. And it surely is the case now. For son dishonors father. Daughter rides against her mother. Daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household or his own tribe. Therefore, I will look to Yah. Here's your solution. When you got problems, as we have problems in these United States of America, or universally speaking, as we had problems back in the day, here's my solution. Here is your solution. Therefore, I will, because I can't trust nobody. I got to guard my tongue around the folks, my woman, or my man. The folks in my household, in my tribe, I got to watch what I say because people going to go and twist it. Here's your solution. There I will look to Yah. I will wait for Yah, the God of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. That's what you ought to be doing. That's your solution. And it goes on to say, our confession and comfort. You got to make some confessions to get some comfort. And he said, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. Because when I fall, I will arise because of Yah. When I sit in the darkness, Yah will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of Yah because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my case. And that's what you ought to be doing. You should bear the indignation of Yah. And you should make a confession. You've sinned against Yah until he pleads your case and execute justice for me. He will bring forth to the light and I will see his righteousness. Then she who is my enemy will see it too. Shame will cover her who said to me, where's the Elohim? Where is Yah your Elohim? My eyes will see her. Now she will be trampled down like mud in the street in the days when your walls are built. In the day, the decree shall go far and wide. In that day, they should come to you from Assyria and the fortified cities, from the fortress to the river, from sea to sea, mountain to mountain. Yet the land shall be desolate because of those who dwell in it right now, because of their conspiracies. And for the fruit of their deeds are wicked. But Yah will forgive Israel. Shepherd your people with your staff. The flock of your heritage, your lineage. Shepherd your people with your staff, like we do on the Real Talk for Real People study show. We don't play with our flock. We shepherd the people with your staff. We don't cuddle. We shepherd the people with your staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitarily in a woodland, in the midst of Karma. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. And that's what we feed them, the word of Yah. As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt in the very beginning. Because I will show them wonders. Because you're feeding the flock my word. And they are making the right application in their lives. And as an end result, I will show them wonders. Nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall put their hands to their mouth. Oh, Lord. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall crawl from their holes like a snake, or like snakes of the earth. They shall be afraid of Yah, I, Elohim, and fear because of you. Because of why you? Because you are studying the Most High Word. You're being shepherded by the Most High Word. And you're making the application to the word. You ain't just giving lip service. You ain't just reading book, chapter, and verse. You're not only reading and studying book, chapter, and verse. You're making the application after you made the confession. This ain't no game, people. This ain't no game. Who is like Yah? Who? The question Micah is saying, who is a God like you? Yah, ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody can solve our problems but you. Pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage, what's left. Here's how Yah is, what Micah said. He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He tells us to be merciful. I don't fool with a whole lot of people, but I'm merciful to a whole lot of people. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. He will. I don't see no triangle. I don't see no Yahshua. I don't see no Holy Spirit. I see a singular entity, Yah. He will again have compassion on us and subdue our iniquities, put them into subjugation. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. He will. He will give truth to Jacob, our nation, and mercy to Abraham, our founding father. And we are the end result, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. It ain't lip service, people. You can give book, chapter, and verse all you want them. But if you're not studying and making the right application, it does us no good, and it's definitely not doing you any good. Well, you know what I like about Cartrell, this brother I'm about to bring on? See, Cartrell is like me in so many ways. Although he got me by a few months or two, a month or two or less. Thank you all that, but But what I like about this brother, he for real. And I suspect that's what he like about me. Because he know that, I like to believe that he know, that I ain't trying to seek no adulations. I just want all of us to work together, men and women, to be on the same playing field and make the right application. It's just that simple. This say how, because Yah determines who, what, when, where, and how. Not me and not you. My job as Cartrell has subscribed to, as far as his job is concerned, it's to shepherd your people the right way by his word. That's what I like about this brother. I'm going to bring him on right now. Cartrell of New York City, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, brother Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend.
I appreciate the accolades, man, but I'm on a mission for the Most High as a watchman, as a servant. And I'm hoping that the Most High casts my iniquities and my sins into the depths of the sea.
Me
that's
and you
what
both.
We all should be hoping for.
Me
but
and you both.
We can see that Yah is consistent. The Most High Yah, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is consistent in all his messages, no matter which prophets that he used. None of these prophets sound like any of the writers in the New Testament to me. I've read the New Testament, and they ain't
right.
talking like this.
I've read it, too, many occasions.
They talk about Revelation being the future and the apocalypse and all that, but Yah is describing the future right here.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, Micah 7 is like current events. It ain't like current events. It is current events. He's
true,
describing
true.
What's going on now. He said, I'm like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat. None of the early figs that I crave. So the fruit we eat now, believe me, it ain't good. Not at all.
Truth be told.
He says the faithful have been swept from the land. Not one upright person remains. So that says a lot. We were swept out of our land, sent into captivity. He pushed everybody out. The righteous, the faithful, Most High swept everybody out.
Exactly.
And where we at now? He said everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. And you can see we in these places of captivity and shoot them up, bang, bang, wild, wild west.
That's our attitude are toward one another, unfortunately, brother.
Yeah, what's the problem? Why are brothers and sisters shooting each other? We got problems enough with the system. The system is way bigger than us. We have so much confusion, like this chapter says, that we in this trap right here. So everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. And the ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together Yeah, like you said, the evil, the wicked, the cops is down with the drug dealers. The drug dealers is down with the cartels. And they more organized than the righteous people, like you said. Righteous people don't organize like the Bloods and the Crips.
No.
They got chapters in every city in the United States and overseas.
Yeah.
Well, we got it as a nation.
They scheme together, brother. They scheme together.
And they ain't scared to shed blood. Innocent blood is being shed every day.
Exactly.
It says, the powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. And that goes beyond just the nation of Israel. We talking about all mankind. We seeing with Donald Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats. They all conspire together. People are suffering. People are dying. They're not getting their medicine from the post office. They think it's a game. These people in the higher ups think it's a game. And the most I was watching them, how you're treating the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted, the fatherless and the widow. And right now, America gets an F. This country, daughter of Babylon, she's failing, isn't she?
She certainly is, brother. She certainly is. Miserably. Miserably.
He says, the best of them is like a briar. The most upright, worse than a thorn in the head. So briars and thorns, they stick you. They prick you. They make you bleed.
Yeah.
He said, the lesser of us.
Yeah, the lesser two evils, as they said. Just like they talking about that. They're trying to make Sister Kamala Harris all that's in sliced bread. See, but I look at the whole... I look at the whole relationship of a person. And I knew Kamala Harris got involved into politics by virtue of a relationship with Willie Brown up in California. She had a relationship with him. A fornication relationship. Let's be honest about it. I mean, she started off on the couch. And I'm wondering, would she end up on the couch? So I have pause for concern. If you said that's
the best... the couch, right?
Right. You, is that the best you got to offer us? Come on, man, stop it. I don't do the lesser two evils, okay? I don't do evil, period.
And they always try to appease our people without telling us the truth of the matter, because we shouldn't be trying to build up democracy. Democracy is totally against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
It certainly is.
They serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, nor do they follow his laws.
They certainly don't.
They make, matter of fact, every law he make, they break. All the laws that Moses gave us, they say, skip that, you could do it, don't they?
Yeah, you're free. You're free to do what you want to do. He said, if you want to get your boyfriend, go and get him. We're going to let you marry. You free. You ladies tired of the men? Go get your girlfriend. We're going to let you do it. On the high tip of democracy, you want a little boy? Well, we're working on that. You want a goat? You want a sheep? We're working on that, too. We want everybody to have their freedom. Come on, man. Everything ain't free that you're doing, okay? Let's keep it real. Everything ain't free that you're doing. There's consequences.
You can make as many idols as you want and worship them and bow down to them. All right? Freedom of religion. There you go. Every law Yah gave us, they break. Every single
right.
one.
Right, any religion you want to do, that's cool with us or not. It makes no never mind.
Even witchcraft.
Oh, yeah. You can do a whole lot of that, too. But we know y'all doing it anyway, some of you. Well, we tell y'all, y'all, you're good witches. Ain't no good witch.
That's not what they said in the Wizard of Oz, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, that's their storyline. They stick with it for my storyline. That's their storyline. They sticking with it, but they ain't mine.
They better find out the Most High Elohim, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob storyline, because this next verse I'm about to read is apropos for everybody that's breathing the breath of life right now. It says, the day Elohim visits you has come. How about that? That's why everybody's scrambling around with the pandemic, right? This is the Most High visiting the earth, man. The Most High visiting the earth. Today, your watchmen sound the alarm. How long have we been sounding the alarm for now, Brother Yom Suf? You've been sounding the alarm for a little while now, right? It says, now is the time of your confusion. You can't even trust your neighbor. It says, do not trust your neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. People don't do that. You can't. That's why everybody's struggling individually. You can't trust a neighbor. You can't put confidence in a friend. Even the woman who lies in your embrace, guard the words of your lips. Yep, because she'll use them against you. She probably got it on recording, so when she go to court, she could take you for all your money and take you, you know, for child support and all that, right? For a son dishonors his father, and these days we ain't even got the father in our house. And we talk about, you know, hi, mom. We don't say hi, pop. Star athletes. So we don't honor our fathers. We don't even know who our fathers are, especially our ancient fathers. A daughter rises up against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. How true is that? Right? We should have our own businesses. Right? Whatever your last name is, you know, Frank Johnson and Sons, or the Johnson brothers should have like a painting business or a plumbing business or a carpenter business or a fruit stand or a fish. How many businesses we got? We our household, we working as a household, as a family, like other people do. Not many. It says, but as for me, I wait, I watch, I hope for Yah. And that's what we should be doing, right? Waiting, watching, and hoping for the Most High. Because like you said, he's the only way we're going to get out of this quagmire that we're in. Micah says, I wait for Elohim, my Savior. My Elohim will hear me. Is the Most High going to hear you when you call on him? Or are you going to call on him? Are you going to call on somebody else? He may not hear you. It's funny because I had a thought. Like, you know, I hear people talk about they're atheists, they don't believe in God. But something bad happened, the first thing out their mouth is like, what? Oh, God, or help me, God. Even the atheists. So, yeah, it's summertime. The family's out there on the streets partying amidst the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Long but I will see Yah, my Elohim, my Savior. My Elohim will hear me. I pray Yah hears me. I know that Yah hears me now when I call on him when I have problems. So this day that he's visiting us, I'm not even worried because I know that if I ever get in trouble, the Most High will get me out of it.
Exactly.
So do not gloat over me, my enemy. And they gloating over us because they think that the pandemic is hitting us the hardest. And you know that when he brought us out of Egypt, them plagues hit us too. Until about the third plague, then it only affected the Egyptians. He stopped it. In case y'all don't know. It says, though I have fallen, we have fallen, we will rise. Though I sit in darkness, though we sit in darkness, Yah will be our light. Because I have sinned, because we have sinned against him, we bear Yah's wrath. Ain't that the truth? Until he pleads our cause and upholds our cause, because that's what he said he's going to do as long as we make this repentant and obey his commands and wait until he brings this salvation that he's talking about. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness, not my own righteousness, because I ain't got none. He's going to see Yah's righteousness. And what is Yah's righteousness? That he's true to his word. It says, then my enemy will see it and be covered with shame. You know why they're going to be covered in shame, Bubba Yam Sufari?
Because they know they're wrong.
More than that. All the time, y'all done had your hand on the Most High God's holy, true holy people. You called them niggas. You shot them down in the street like dogs. You treated them like dogs. You called them animals. You locked them up. And while you was, like, pumping up his brother Esau like he was the real one.
Exactly.
And you're going to realize that you was pumping up the wrong one and smashing the chosen one. That's what you're going to be ashamed of, because when y'all come to our defense, they're going to realize that, whoa, we made a drastic mistake.
A costly mistake.
Yes.
Hey, you know
Contrail,
you know a lot of folks are listening to this show, University, a lot of French people, a lot of Canadian people, A lot of people all over the world, because I see a percentage of the people that are listening. These folks ain't no fool now. They trying to find the truth. The only somebody ain't trying to find the truth is us, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, the truth is sitting right on your laptop, in your lap, right? Because everybody got the Book of Micah. They may not have read it. They be reading Edgar Allan Poe and Jules Verne and Hemingway. Micah.
Well, what Edgar Allan Poe, the one there, for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for all. That was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
My preference was Edgar Allan Poe. He was like on the dark side. I'm like, where does this dude come up with this stuff? Edgar
He was more than it. Yeah, he was real for whom the bell tolls.
And his books were short, but
right.
I mean, they would shake you up.
But
he writing short stories that shake you up.
For whom the bell tolls.
Uh-huh.
The bell, it tolls for us all. If that ain't straight to the point, bro, I don't know what's straight to the point. And I like the little, I like the little Mark Twain too. I like a little Mark Twain. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huck Finn. And...
Yeah.
But Mike is way more interesting than any reader, writer in American history that I've read. And everybody got this book, Micah. It's the Old Testament, y'all. It's the Old Testament.
Yeah, by any stretch of the imagination, Micah is far better. Far better reading.
He's giving us current events. How long ago did he write this?
Hey, man. A long time ago, centuries ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He said that then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, where is Yah, your Elohim? You know they mock us, right?
Oh, yeah,
I think y'all black Hebrew Israelites, y'all West African, Sub-Saharan Africans, probably Hamites. Oh, y'all know more about us than we do. But y'all ain't really telling us the truth about ourselves, are you? Because you want to, you know, us to be stripped like Kunta Kinte was and be called Toby, so that you can have control over us.
Yeah.
Man, strip Kunta Kinte of all his identity. He said, my man, isn't it from today here on out? Toby.
Toby. What's your name? What's your name? Kunta Kinte. What's your name, boy? What's your name?
Toby.
Toby.
They're mocking us.
Yeah.
They're mocking us. They had to get us out of the Negro spirituals because we were singing songs like Go Down Moses, Tell Pharaoh, Let My People Go. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. Little David playing on your harp. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. I looked over Jordan. What did I see? A band of angels coming after me. They had to get us away from them songs, man. Like, that's like really identifying y'all. Gotta get y'all in that New Testament.
Yep.
Looking for, you know, that triangle. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we see here, it's clearly the Most High speaking. And this day of his wrath... They're not prepared for it.
No.
So they're going to be covered with shame. She was said to me, where's the Lord your God? Where's Yah, your Elohim? Are you looking for him? You're going to find him. Because Yah said, my eyes will see her downfall. Who's downfall? The daughter of Babylon. Her downfall. Even now, she will be trampled underfoot like Maya in the streets. And she's falling. Our people trying to hold her up. Kamala Harris. You got all the black folks who call themselves black voters and black Democrats and have absolutely no clue of who they really are. Who are you?
The
black
dead,
voter?
The dead leading the dead.
Dead leading the dead. And I feel bad for my sisters because they out there and they're proud that they the backbone, of the Democratic Party.
They beating their breasts.
Backbone, baby.
Got no chances. They beating their breasts. You know, they ain't got no judges. But
you're the backbone of the daughter of Babylon. That's what y'all want to be? That's what y'all really want to be?
I see him.
That's what y'all really want to be? Y'all fighting for that? Y'all fighting to make the fork-tongued people who beat us down, took our identity, humiliated us to this day, You want them. You want to be a piece of them. That's that Stockholm syndrome, bro.
Yes, they
do. We the Patty Hearses of the nation.
Truth be told, selective amnesia. And proud of it.
Y'all's clearing it up. And I'm proud of it because they smart, they bright, they warriors, they fighting for the cause of our people.
But they're fighting.
It's the wrong battlefield.
The wrong battle, man.
Yeah.
It ain't your battle.
Right.
Okay? I mean, I think they would do much more with their efforts to work on their families, their communities, and whatnot. Put your efforts to that. Put your efforts to try to have a little something, something. Work on a little something, something. Pull your families together a little something, something. That, you know, you work because every 4 years, get all excited. All excited. Oh, we going to get everything we going to get. And then some. And you never get nothing. You never get nothing. Stop it. Go ahead, country.
Empty promises, false dreams, mad illusion. America's just an illusion.
Delusion.
Yeah, and we delusionary with the illusions that they give us.
Truth be told.
Yep. But the Most High said the day for your building, your walls will come. Talking about us. He ain't talking about Donald Trump's wall to keep the Mexicans out.
Our
wall.
Yeah.
The day for sending your boundaries. Our boundaries. We don't even know what our boundaries are. We think it's the Bronx, 157th Street in the Bronx.
Yeah,
that's my boundary.
But
no,
y'all know.
No. Bronx ain't my boundary. Manhattan, Mount Vernon. No, we got boundaries beyond these borders, baby.
Exactly.
And that day, people will come to you like they do now while we're on the bottom. They still come to us, steal our style, steal our music, steal our swag. They still come to us, but they look at us like we crazy. But y'all going to clean us up. And then they're going to really come to us. And that day, people will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt. Even from Egypt to the Euphrates and from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a day because they're going to be wondering what the heck just happened. You're going to really believe in aliens and UFOs when y'all come because it ain't going to be like nothing you ever seen before because we think we've seen everything, right?
We ain't seen everything. We ain't seen
people in 2020 think we've seen everything.
We ain't seen everything.
Right. What did he say? He said the earth will become desolate. Why? Because of its inhabitants, as a result of their deeds. So the scientists, their scientists talking about global warming, we need to cut back on carbon emissions and polluting the seas with plastic. It's too late for them to stop now.
They ain't going to stop.
And they ain't going to stop even with the warning that the scientists have given to them. And Most High said the earth is going to become desolate because of its inhabitants as a result of their deeds. And it's funny because I was watching something on World Star Hip Hop today, and there's a brother in Florida, and he was saying tons and tons of fish is washing up on the shores, and he can't explain why. And he took a little tour, and he was showing all the fish everywhere he went, anywhere he stopped. There was puffer fish and stingrays and eels, and I'm like, oh, wow. But they was like in a baby form.
Right.
But he said the birds wouldn't even eat the fish. So the earth, the ecosystem of the earth is definitely in trouble.
Exactly.
And why? The Most High says the result of the deeds of the people that inhabit the earth. So shepherd your people with your staff. And what is the staff? It's the word of Yah.
Right.
That's the only way you're going to get our people to be under the umbrella of the Most High. The flock of Yah's inheritance, which lives by itself in a forest, in fertile pasture land. Let them feed in Bashan and in Gilead. That's the Buzz Boys. In the days of old, as in the days when you came out of Egypt, I will show them my wonders. So we're going to see that again. But a lot of Israelites coming out of Egypt, they wasn't convinced with Yah's wonders, was they?
No, they wasn't.
So don't wait for the wonders before you try to align yourself with Yah. Because all them Israelites that came out of Egypt saw every single wonder that Yah performed, yet they didn't make it into the land of Canaan because they didn't have confidence in the Most High. How about that? So Yah said, yeah, I'm going to show you my wonders. And you know what kind of wonders they're going to be? He said, nations will see and be ashamed, deprived of all their power. That's amazing. Deprived of what? Because they think they're so powerful, don't they?
Right.
Superpower, matter of fact. Matter of fact, United States done took the leap talking about they got a space force. Who are you fighting out in space? But I know they are starting to make this proclamation that they are UFOs. There's advanced technology in the air that they can't deal with. Far more advanced than in technology.
They too busy dealing with Rona right now. They ain't got time
for that. And I'll be watching those UFO videos, and they talk about how they have such an interest in nuclear power sites. Not only do they have an interest in nuclear power sites, but they are capable of shutting them down or turning them on anytime they want. And that really scares them. But here it shows. Most High says, what is the nations? Nations will see and be ashamed, deprived of how much of their power? All of their power. They will put their hands over their mouth, and their ears will become deaf. So they're not going to be able to believe what they're seeing because Yah shut them down. Matter of fact, it's going to bug them out so much. He said they will lick the dust like a snake, like creatures that crawl on the ground. They will come trembling out of their dens. Ain't that where they're going now, in them bunkers and them doomsday prepper dens?
Yeah.
He said they're going to come trembling out of those doomsday prepper dens. They will turn in fear to Yah, our Elohim, and will be afraid of us. Why are you going to fear us now? You're really fearing us now because they know that this is coming.
Yeah.
They just don't understand it. They just feeling a little bit of that fear. But when Yah brings the full blast, no matter where you're hiding, high in the mountain or deep in the cave, Yah going to bring you out. Mm-hmm. He said, who is a Elohim like you? Who does what? Pardons sins and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance. So we're trying to get in on that remnant where Yah forgives us, because we have to acknowledge that we have been sinful and wicked and evil and have transgressed. You just have to admit it to Yah.
Yep.
You do not stay angry forever, and we don't want Yah to be angry with us. He's going to be angry if you worship in idols, you sleeping with another man's wife, you shedding the blood of your feet. He's going to be still angry with you because you haven't changed.
Right.
So why should he show you mercy if you haven't made that change? And Lord knows, our people need a lot of change.
True be told.
Yah said he doesn't stay angry forever, but the light's to show mercy. So he's looking to show us mercy. He knows he needs to show us mercy because we frail. We fragile. We nothing but dust.
Right.
He said you will again have compassion on us. He hasn't had compassion on us. That's why we're in a dreaded state that we're in. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. There goes Christianity. It's not that formula. It's this formula right here. You will be faithful to Jacob. You know who he's talking about? He's talking about our father, because he made promises to Jacob and Abraham and to Isaac that he would do this for their descendants and show love to Abraham. How are you going to show love to Abraham if Abraham is dead? He might be dead in the body, but his spirit, his soul, Yah keeps. As you pledge an oath to our ancestors in days long ago. So Yah's not like us. He keeps his word. He makes a pledge. He makes an oath, and he's going to fulfill it. And we just have to link into it to be a part of it and not be a part of the destructive side of it, because there's this, that side of it as well.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Katria. Thank you very much, my brother and friend. We're going to continue on in our studies, if you will. May the Most High bless you by what we just studied, and may he bless you with what we're about to study. Turn to chapter 4 of the Songs of Solomon. And in this chapter, the bridegroom is praising his bride, unlike some of our brides today. This bride was unique. She was something special. And King Solomon is praising her. If you turn now, I'll give you a few seconds. Let me get started. May the Most High bless you by the reading, studying, and application of his word in your lives, showing how you really should treat your women folk. Some of you don't know how to treat your women folk, no kind of ways, you know. So here's culture for you. His culture at its best, our culture. And stop trying to emulate your enemies, how you treat your women folk. He said, behold, you are fair, my love. Boy, you are fair. You something special. You have dove eyes behind your veil on our wedding day. Let's get married today. And that's the man I agree, you know what I mean? And he says, your hair is like a flock of goats. A flock of goats, you know, it ain't straight. It's kind of bushy, like a flock of goats. Your hair kind of like an afro, bushy, you know, lovely. Like what that girl we used to like sing, what's her name? By Erykah Badu. You got some Erykah Badu hair style going on. You looking fine, baby. Going down from the Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like the flocks of shorn sheep. They fresh, they clean, and whatnot, which have come up from the washing. Every one of your, everyone which bears twin, your teeth are beautiful. You take care of yourself. I mean, you taking care of yourself, baby. You ain't just twerking it, you working it. And none is bare. You ain't gap tooth, you ain't snag a puss, or none of that. Your lips are like, what you left that country? Your lips are, you ain't like a crackhead, you know, teeth all at you, or a meth addict, or whatnot. You take care of yourself, baby. And I'm digging on what you're doing. And your lips are like scarlet, a strand of scarlet, and it's dark and ruby-like. That's how our lips are dark and ruby-like. Our women lips are dark, a strand of scarlet. And your mouth is lovely. Your lips is gorgeous. They just juicy. They ain't thin like you ain't got no lips. You got some nice lips. And your temple behind your veil is like a piece of pomegranate. And your neck is like the Tower of David. Built for an armory. You got nice neck. I mean, he rapping, boy. On which you hang 1,000 bucklers. All shields of mighty men. Your breast, oh Lord, your breast is like 2 fawns. Twins of Gazelle, they are equal, which feed among the lilies. I mean, he macking. Until the day breaks and the shadow flees away, I will go on my way to the mountain of mirth and on the hills of frankincense. You are something special. You are fair, my love. And there is no spot, no blemish on you. Covered me from Lebanon, my spouse. That's how you talk to your woman. With me from Lebanon. Look at the top of Amana. From the top of Shania and Hammon. From the lion's den. And from the mountains of the leopards. You have ravished my. Don't be trying to fake the funk. You know that woman got you. You might as well go on, let it all hang out and stop faking the funk. Stop being like this cut trying to hide your feelings. He just put his feeling all out on the table. You have ravaged my heart. My sister, my spouse, my equal. That's what he's saying. You have ravaged my heart. I trust you. With one look of your eyes, with one link of your necklace, how fair is your love? Your love's something special, baby. My sister, my equal, my spouse. How much better than wine is your love? I'm intoxicated on your love, baby. In the scent of your perfumes, they are all spicy. Oh, my spouse. Drip as the honeycomb, they are desirous to be. Honey and milk are under your tongue. You not only you look good, but you talk good, baby. You got that good talk. Honey and milk are under your tongue. And the fragrance of your garments, you fresh, like the fragrance of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my son. You like a garden, baby. I want to test all the vegetables and fruits in your garden. Is my sister my equal? Not my footstool. Not something I want to use, misuse, spit on, and abuse, and maybe knock in the eye sometimes. But my spouse. A spring shut up just for me. A fountain sealed just for me. Your plants are a orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits. That's how you are. You're like a garden to me. Fragrant henna with spinach. Spinach and saffron. Calamus and cinnamon. With all trees of frankincense. I mean, he breaking it down to her like she's 4 years old. You just like a garden to me. Everything in your garden I'm digging on. Myrrh and aloes. With all the chief spices. A fountain of gardens. A well of living waters to me. A stream from Lebanon. And she says in response, oh, awake, O north wind. Oh, come on, south. Blow upon my God. He digging on me. Awake, O north wind. Awake, O south. I mean, let the wind push my sense of my God to his nostrils. I want him caught up in me because I'm going to do it right. Oh, he gonna do me right. That's culture. That's class. That's not telling no rap song. I want you and your best friend too, and maybe your dog and the pink tutu. And throw in one of your kids. I'm looking at one of them too. This ain't nothing filthy and foul and perverse like our so-called culture. This man is you for me, me for you. Remember that song, Cottrell? By the
new birth.
Yeah. Him, no. Yeah, you right. You for me, me for you. Listen, baby. You for me, me for you. I got to understand you. You got to understand me. You got to hang on in there, baby. Hang on in there. That was a rapping one.
That was a song, man.
Yeah, and she spent some lines back at him, didn't she?
This is like Motown. This is like Motown and writing.
Man, look
you
at
got a smile so bright. Ooh, ooh, you know you could have been sunshine. Whatever they say.
Hey, you gonna stop right there, man?
Huh?
You gonna stop right there? You gonna leave it something like that?
I don't know the lyrics, man. They ain't coming to you right now.
Hey, Cottrell. Nah, you know
it's
they
the
used
the Motown rap right here, bro.
But you know I used to favor Al Green when I was growing up in high school, and the girls used to call me Al Green, and I didn't like it. I did not like it, cause I didn't, you know, I didn't really dig on Al Green. But when I got older, and as I found out, and you listen gonna find out by virtue, you might not understand what King Solomon said, and. The Solomite Bride is saying. But as you get older, you get wiser, you'll find out the songs Al Green was singing that those young women, young girls were digging on, me and him had some similarities in our features. So when I found out that Al Green was actually helping me, so when the girls, you run up to me, they said, Ron Killebrew, you look like Al Green. At first I said, hey, man, I don't look like that dude, man. Don't get out of my face. But then after I found out that was working for me, and I saw Al Green one day. I said, Al, you know what? You really helped me in high school, man. And he said, yeah. He said, what did you do? I said, love, love. Aaliyah, you have a brother. I stopped hating on him. I got in, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, I stopped hating on the brother, you know, because the young lady, they were lacking some Al Green. So, you know, I had to go with him, you know what I mean? And see, y'all may be hating on King Solomon. But see, King Solomon pulled his woman. This woman pulled the man she wanted. Not all with this nonsense, all this old filthy rapping, that y'all ain't talking about nothing. You know, it ain't about nothing. It ain't constructive. It's all toxic and poison. This is nothing toxic about this conversation here that's going on with King Solomon and the Shalomite woman. This is all constructive and positive. She ain't trying to use him. She ain't trying to manipulate him. She ain't trying to abuse him. It's just fresh love. He putting all that there on the table. She putting all that there on the table. And it's a bountiful blessing on that table. And so she goes and says, I'm going to conclude here. Blow upon my God that his spices may flow out to him. Let my beloved come to his garden. Not everybody else. Not everybody in the community. Not a community love. See, that's what y'all got the game twisted, brothers and sisters. Y'all got hot messes. Y'all ain't got no constructive and positive relationship. Y'all got hot messes. But they tell you how to do this. And she said, his love, his garden, and eat his pleasant fruit for him. This, what's all this? All this for him. Ain't for nobody else. And that's how the mind you young sisters need to be having now, instead of the neighborhood garden, everybody going plucking everything and eating folk don't even want it, then coming in the garden and throw stuff down in your garden. And you didn't let your garden an open garden, a community garden. You need to stop letting your lives be a community garden with your men folk. Your life and your men folk ain't no community garden. You need to stop acting like that. And brother, you need to stop going in everybody's garden. Everybody's garden, they're going to get snake bit one of these days going to God you don't supposed to be in. You're going to get snake bit. Maybe down at the clinic, too. Hey, Cottrell.
Brother,
yes, sir. I'm going to end it right there. And I'm digging on. Yeah, I'm digging on. Yeah, go ahead. Go continue on. If you want to continue on, I ain't stopping you.
Before you end, I just wanted to say about this particular chapter that you could tell it's a brother, because he's calling his lady my sister. He said my bride, my love. That's what we call our sisters, right?
Yeah, our sister. And
our sister.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna marry this fine sister, and they say I'm looking for this fine brother. That's how we talk.
Yeah.
We're the only people that really talk like that.
But then
you have
stolen
my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, one joy of your neck. My sister, my love, my bride. That's how we talk.
That's how we rap.
You can tell us as a brother.
Yeah, but look here. But we initially started off like that, but we don't know how to finish it. King Solomon is showing you how to finish this thing. The Shalomite, she's showing you how to, you sisters out there, how to finish this thing. Whatever it took to get her, whatever it took to get him, you better keep on going in that garden, making sure them things working in the garden, okay? Instead of laying down and letting your garden just go unworked and whatnot. And then, bruh, y'all need to be concerned about your own garden instead of worrying about somebody else's garden. That's why you can't work on your own garden, because you worry about what Jones got in their garden.
I think they got the message loud and clear, bruh.
Okay,
but also, there's some advice in here for brothers that don't know how to talk to women, or you're trying to court a young lady. You can see how King Solomon was very complimentary of the one that he loved. So
you got to compliment her. We don't want to get women compliment. We don't want to say, baby, you look nice in that dress. Your hair look nice. You look gorgeous today, baby. Wonderful. You're smelling good. What
kind
you
of
got
perfume
on?
Is that?
That's
what
you
got
really on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you show with astute in what you say. He's showing brothers how to rap to women, okay?
Yep, he sure is. And I had a difficult time with that. Like, what do you say to a girl? How do you approach someone that you like? What do you say to her? And I used to listen to those Motown records. You try to come with them corny lines to the girl, they laugh at you.
Well, you know, Solomon is basically saying, keep it simple and keep it real. Whatever.
Bring it from your heart, for real.
Yeah, and whatever she got going on that you find attractive and whatnot,
let her
keep
know.
It simple and keep it real.
Yep. Can learn a lot from these ancient books, can't you?
Truth be told, brother. Truth be told.
I hope she wasn't the one that turned into the one that he had to run to the rooftop with.
Oh, no.
Starts out lovely.
I think that she was the final one, though. I think that being on that rooftop, and he got tired of it, and he had to go check on his flock, and he wouldn't even think about no woman. He just saw this woman, and you know, they had a reciprocal relationship going on, a mutuality club. And I think she was the one that just made life a little bit bearable with them other ones.
Yep. Which is why he wrote it down.
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't write it down about them other ones. Yes, he did.
Or no.
He didn't talk about Pacific. He told me they were rooftop women. Okay?
And he mentioned it three times, but briefly, in passing, I'll let you know about them.
Rooftop women.
Rooftop. Desert land.
Driven calls of women.
Your man has some humor, too. Definitely. King Solomon.
But this one, Gautreaux, he wrote a book about this woman. And so that speaks virtues. And that's saying the impact a constructive and positive woman can have on your life. It shows, on the other hand, a negative and toxic contact a woman that's unlike this one will have upon your life. And so it's better to have a woman like this that know her value, to respect her value, and to know the value of a man and respect the value of him. And don't take nothing for granted. Because she says, north wind, south wind, rise up. Since he's digging on his garden, I want you to send it out to him. I want you to keep him entranced about me. I won't take nothing for granted. And so this speaks volume, brother.
And it's funny about odors, because you can smell a certain kind of perfume that somebody wore and smell it, and immediately your memory will go to that person.
Exactly. And it's something about odors that make you not want to come back neither. It makes you go on the rooftop.
Well, we ain't talking about them kind of odors.
Yeah, okay.
You're talking about her perfume.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But, yeah. Like I tell you, there was a carpenter named Martha. And this girl can handle a hammer better than any other male, female carpenter that I know. And you could smell Martha a mile away. She had this perfume. Like, oh, exactly. Yeah, Martha.
Did she wear the same? She was the same type of perfume all the time, huh?
It was the same perfume. It smelled so good. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody was complaining. But you could smell her a mile away. Like, oh, there comes her. Awesome.
Well, you can smell some others a mile away too. You don't want to see them.
Well, when you do a construction, the wind blows a lot, so I could relate to how she's talking about the north wind and the south wind kicking up that smell. Because when you're working
kick
on a building without walls or floors, and Martha walking
kick
around, the winds kick that perfume up, Mama. I think you put on a little too much.
Hey, what? Curtis Mayfield said, Miss Martha.
What do you say?
Curtis Mayfield had a song that said, Miss Martha.
I remember that one.
Oh, you think I'm lying. You going to get started in your studies. And I'm going to have you once you come off your study session.
Are you talking about the next Psalms that we're supposed to be reading?
Yeah, hold on. I don't want you to hold on, I don't even want to go nowhere. You think I'm playing? I don't play about no music. Miss Martha. Okay? Miss Martha. I'm going to find Miss Martha by Curtis Mayfield. Miss Martha.
Martha.
Okay. Miss Martha by Curtis Mayfield. Okay. Hold on, wait just a minute, player. Don't go nowhere. Hold that thought. Let me turn you on with this. I'm going to show y'all something. See, Yam Soup ain't playing up. The Yam Soup know a little bit of something. Hold on. Okay. Y'all ready for it?
Everything about past new, but from her eyes, I just see a sad blue mother.
All right now. All right, I'll rest my case, my friend.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, man. I did Curtis, man. I love his Curtis. No, I know.
You got to pull up that new birth joint, though.
By Curtis Mayfield?
No, New Birth.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I may have it. And you said, hold on, okay, hold on. You ain't said nothing, player. Hold on. Okay, New Birth. I may have it in my song collection. New Birth. Okay. Let's see. I may close it out on that song, New Birth.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of that song, Cottrell?
I know you said it earlier.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I got to understand you. I already got it, man. I got it in the song collection, player. We're going to close out on that, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, I got to understand it, and you got to understand me. Yeah, I'm going to close you out on that, brothers and sisters, for some songs of Solomon. Okay?
I can understand it, yeah.
I can understand it.
About to get into our kings writing, King David, our other king. His son, King Solomon, is so wise. We're going to get into his father, King David, who is also wise and super spiritual, super mighty. Psalm 39. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will muzzle my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. I will remain utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased, my heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Yah, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth, and the span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth, without knowing who it will finally be. But now, Yah, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth. For you are the one who has done this. Remove your scorn from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Yah. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again. Depart. Before I depart and am no more. So King David was going through it. Maybe this is sort of the end of his life, and he wanted to feel that presence of the Most High stronger.
Exactly. And we all ought to be that way, Cottrell, truth be told.
Yes, no doubt.
Cottrell, thank you, my brother and friend. Any closing remarks, Cottrell?
I just want to thank you for allowing me to even share the study, and
brother,
I'm hoping that our people.
Stop it, Cottrell. Just stop it. Stop. You and I, we're friends. We're brothers. We're equals. There's no need to thank me. I need to be thanking you. So thank you for being a part, host on this show. Okay, just stop it. Okay.
Well, I love you, man, and I love the family that's out there. My prayer and hope is that we get more people to chime in, so that this work is spread. Before it's too late. Everybody out there, bring somebody to the Real Talk for Real People Blog Talk so that we can talk to them and show them Yah's way. Because we still got time.
Still got time. For Cottrell, those that are listening may not be so much in the United States of America, but I assure you, brother, there are brothers and sisters listening universally. Even some of our enemies are listening. So those that need to hear the word of Yah are hearing the word. They want to hear the word of Yah. So that being said, Cottrell, thank you, brother. It's a pleasure and honor to work with you, bringing forth Yah's word to the nation and to other nations. That being said, listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. A dedication song to the Songs of Solomon that I'm about to play. I believe you will enjoy it. I think it speaks volumes about King Solomon, how he felt about a woman, and how you should express your feelings about your women. Not only see them, don't see them as something to use, or misuse, or mistreat, abuse, and sometimes pop in the eye. You don't pop your sister in the eye. You shouldn't put your hand on your women, folks, okay? You should value them. See them as precious gardens. And sisters, you should see yourself as precious gardens and value yourselves. Don't let no man mistreat, abuse, and dominate you, misuse your garden, or take it for granted. And never take each other for granted. That's what our life should be about. That's culture, not this hot mess we call culture in these United States of America. That being said, let's just get you a new thinker. See, a new thinker, you can see a thing, Cottrell, and I, and some of the other listeners see. It become quite clear to you. But if you don't have a new thinker, you're going to be caught up in your old ways and doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So get you a new thinker like King David. If a new thinker was good enough for your king, who humbled himself and said he was lower than a worm, he was less than, he was lower than a minstrel cloth, less than, shouldn't you feel the same way about you? You're not any better than your king. Shouldn't you humble yourself before Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and do the very same thing? King Solomon and King David, they led by example. So won't you lead by example? Won't you do the very same thing? Get yourself together. Humble yourself. Make it right. Confess to the Most High. Ask for a new thinker. And keep it moving on. Well, I want to play this lovely song in dedication of King Solomon and you listeners. Been such a long time. Shalom. May the Most High bless you. Good night.
Understand me, and I'll understand you. baby.